Earlier this morning, Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan and dozens of other local residents attended a ribbon-cutting ceremony for Cooperative Emergency Outreach, who recently moved to a new location. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended this event and has more.
All right, everybody ready?
All right.
One, two, three.
Although Cooperative Emergency Outreach moved into its new location at 1649 East Huntsville Road and has been serving clients since last month, the organization waited to celebrate its grand opening until this morning. Publicity Chairwoman Annabelle Steelman-Berry was one of the dozens of people celebrating the organization's milestone.
Our mission is to try to help people through emergency situations. If you lose your job, don't have quite enough money for the rent, then we can step in and maybe pay not all the rent, but you know, a part of it. If your car breaks down, you've got an extra bill and can't pay the electric bill, then again, we'll step in to help pay that utility bill. We do have a food pantry. As Joe said, last year we provided food to about 10,000 people. So just, you know, if you need gasoline to get to a job interview, we try to help people with whatever they need when they find themselves in that kind of emergency situation.
After an opening prayer, President of the Board Joe Deshawn explained CEO has had a long history of serving the community.
Operations began on the 4th of December, 1990, in space made available to us by the county in the basement of the old city jail. Through the generosity of Washington Regional Medical Center, we moved to 419 Rock Street on the old City Hospital campus and began work there in September of 1995. During the 18 years that we were there, Washington Regional generously provided the building rent-free, maintenance-free, they paid the utilities, and were more than patient to our many requests for help. When City Hospital sold, we learned that we needed to move, and we began looking for a new home. During that period, Washington Regional continued to be very generous and patient with us to delay our eventual departure until we were ready to move in here.
Chairwoman Annabelle Steelman-Berry says Washington Regional was very generous in allowing CEO to remain in its Rock Street location until the end of June. She says they found their current space in January, but didn't move in until this summer because the space needed some work.
And then we added, it needed to be have some ramps and be brought up to all the city specifications and ADA specifications. And so we did that. We renovated it, added about 1,000 square feet. That Bank of Fayetteville gave us a line of credit, which we are also engaged in a capital campaign to try to pay for that. We've raised about 35% of the money we need so far. So we're looking for donations anywhere we can get them.
She estimates CEO has about 1,000 square feet more than its previous location. She says there are some other notable features about CEO's new home.
It's bright. That was the first thing that struck us, is that it was bright. There were a lot more windows. It's more spacious. We've got extra room for food storage. We were using sometimes the library for food storage, sometimes private offices or people's garages. Now we have a lot more room for food storage. So
Annabelle estimates CEO serves 100 to 120 families per week, and those clients come from a large portion of Washington County.
There is a lot of need here. I think the economy is improving, but there is still a lot of need. There are probably more homeless people in this area than people realize, and that's another. We have a separate food section that is food for the homeless, you know, so that they can come in here and get food. Sometimes we're able to provide them with a tent or a sleeping bag, something like that. We also provide the pet food. You know, people may, if they're on a really tight budget, they may just barely be able to feed their families, and they don't want to have to get rid of their dog or their cat, so we will provide pet food for them. But there's a lot of need, and we, not just in Fayetteville, we actually serve Washington County, South Washington County, from the Northwest Arkansas Mall south to the Crawford County line. So it's a fairly big area.
During the ceremony, President of the Board Joe Deshawn thanked all of those who have helped CEO, including the cooperative of 21 churches, who provide the majority of the organization's support.
If you are here, thank you for coming. Whether you are here or not, our heartfelt gratitude goes to you for your continuing support. And to our volunteers. We have 170 volunteers. They devote over 6,000 hours a year to helping our brothers and sisters in the community who need a helping hand. In the last 5 years, we provided over $1 million to help with utilities, rent, prescriptions, clothing, and food. In 2012 alone, we helped 14,000 people and provided a 3-day supply of food to 10,500 people. That's just in a microcosm of the impact that CEO has on the Washington County community. A pastor called CEO the gem of Fayetteville. And I totally agree.
More information is available at ceofayetteville.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.